American Barber College. After skiing for 2 seasons, I went to this place called the American Barber College, smack dab in the middle of downtown Los Angeles at 3331 West 5th Street. It was like the barbering capital of the world. Okay, maybe not the whole world, but it was the place to learn how to cut hair, shave beards, and make people look super sharp. The barber's floor was full of chairs that spun around, and there were mirrors everywhere. It was kind of like being in a carnival funhouse, except instead of clowns, there were barbers with scissors. Once a month, though, things got weird. They'd bring in this big group of like 30 homeless guys to get cleaned up. The instructors called them customers, but honestly, they didn't exactly smell like flowers. When we saw them walking in, all of us students would run for it. Like, zoom splat. We'd hide in the bathrooms, crammed into stalls like sardines in a can. But of course, the instructors always found us. They'd drag us out by our ears, ow, and say, get out there and start cutting. The guys we cleaned up hadn't seen soap or water in, like, forever. Their hair was wild, their beards were scraggly, and sometimes it felt like you needed a machete just to get through it. One time, I even found a gum wrapper in some guy's beard. I mean, whoa. But when we were done, they actually looked pretty good. Like, ta-da, moments on a makeover show. The best part of barber school was learning how to use the razors. You'd lather someone's face with this foamy cream, and it smelled like peppermint or something. Then you'd take this shiny razor and shave their beard, being super careful not to nick them. The first time I did it, my hands were shaking so bad, I thought I'd turn the guy into a porcupine. But by the end, I was slicing through stubble like a samurai with a lightsaber. Barber school wasn't just about cutting hair. It was about learning how to be fast, precise, and honestly, not gag when someone smelled funny. It wasn't always fun, but it taught me stuff I'd never forget. And hey, now I know how to give a perfect haircut. Just don't ask me to find any more gum wrappers.